Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is part 3 and part 4 for the recording date of Sunday, December the 2nd, 2012. And the Most High is setting up a family, sisters and brothers. The Most High is angry at the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, the wicked ruling class and families. The Most High is angry at those who control the Republican and Democratic Party, those who control the banks, international, who are destroying the masses of the people, implementing austerity measures all over the earth, structural adjustment, it used to be called, in Africa, Asia, Central and South America, Mexico, implementations that crush and destroy the oppressed, crush and destroy the masses of the people, because these are eugenicists. These are they who adhere to the philosophy of eugenics, that if you are poor and working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, you are genetically inferior to the genetic superiority of the ruling class and ruling families. And if you are genetically inferior, then you are good for nothing but to die. This is the philosophy of the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. This is the philosophy of the banksters. This is the philosophy of those wealthy CEOs of banks and companies who come on television talking about how we as the people are not deserving of Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and that all the wealth and the resources go to the wealthy and we the masses have nothing. The Most High is creating a new family, a divine family, and we push aside these wicked CEOs and these wicked Rothschilds and Oppenheimers. Continuing, verse 11, in whom we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. So we have obtained an inheritance in the Most High, in the Most High, amen, amenet, through Yahshua Christus, we have an inheritance. You see, many of us preach as if this is just heaven, way out there in the sky. But inheritance means earth. This word, kleroo, 2820, Greek side, to cast lots, to determine by lot. So is it your home built on a lot? Aren't buildings and structures built on lots? To choose by lot, to a lot, to assign by lot, on to another as a possession, to make a lot, a heritage, okay? This word heritage, kleros, casting lots, inscribe their names, thrown together in a vase, so you cast a lot that way, a portion, to obtain a lot, to have an allotted portion. We're talking about having a portion in this earth. We're talking about having a portion in everything under the sun. We're talking about having a portion in creation. We're talking about, if you're looking at the word heritage, let me hit that word heritage right quick. The Most High is giving us an inheritance and a heritage, a property that is or may be inherited. We are going to inherit some of this earth. The Nation of Islam talks all the time about being given a portion of this earth for our own. Well, all of the oppressed, no matter your color, we are to be allotted a portion of this earth. Valued objects and qualities such as cultural traditions, unspoiled countryside, and historic buildings that have been passed down. So we say, in short, we are being given a portion of this creation. no matter whether it is knowledge, no matter whether it is wisdom, no matter whether it is earth, no matter whether it is our portion of education, healthcare, knowledge, and wisdom, the Most High is pushing aside these eugenicists, these who adhere to the philosophy of eugenics, and the Most High, through Yahshua, this revolutionary Messiah, is saying to the poor and the oppressed, you have an inheritance being predestinated. 4309, proorizo, to predetermine, decide beforehand, decreeing from eternity, foreordain, appoint beforehand. Remember, sisters and brothers, it is in Jeremiah 1 and 5 that we learn that we had relationship with the Most High long before we were consummated in the womb of our mothers. Long before we were formed in the womb of our mothers, we were alive in the body of Christ as the son and daughter of man. In this preordained reality, we are the son and daughter of man that long before we were manifested in the physical reality, we lived like Yahshua lived with the Most High Father and Mother, and we had relationship with the Most High, and it is during that time that we were predestined, preordained beforehand, to have a piece of this creation, our rightful peace. None should be locked out according to the purpose. See, 4286, purpose, setting forth of a thing, placing it in view, the shewbread, a purpose. So the Most High has a purpose for each and every one of us. All of us have characteristics and attributes given to the Most High. Given to us by the Most High, from the Most High. The purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Counsel, 1012. Counsel, purpose. Will, that which is in the mind, that which is intended, that which is disposed, meaning purpose beforehand. So, the Caesar has no purpose for us. The Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, they have no purpose for us, but the Most High has purpose for you who think you are nothing. You who have been told all your life that you are nothing. Young people, youth, so-called gangbangers, so-called uneducated, so-called locked out. You, sisters and brothers, the hustlers, the prostitutes, the pimps, those who are in criminal activity, those who are incarcerated, you have been told that you are nothing. But the Most High says no. The Most High has a purpose for each and every one of you and each and every one of us. No longer think that you are the problem. You didn't create this system. You didn't make it so that the corporations would take the jobs out of our communities, taking advantage of slave wage and low wage labor. You didn't create that. You weren't the ones who said lock the people out from Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, education, S-CHIP, Head Start, food stamps, unemployment benefits. You aren't the ones who say like the Detroit, like the Michigan governor, he is going to unite with those in his state government to take away workers' rights, union rights, bust up unions through a tactic in which you can opt out of paying dues into the unions. That is nothing but a union busting tactic, because they don't have purpose for you and me. All they want to do is see that we die. But the Most High says no, get up and stand up and live. This word, his own will, his own, is not just his but hers. Because Yahweh is father and mother. And the word here is autos. 846. It means himself and herself. He and she. Because Yahweh is father and mother. The will. 2307. What one wishes or has determined shall be done. The purpose of God to bless mankind through Christ. We are a divine family. And when we come together as one, when we gather together as one, we will experience the blessings of creation and the blessings of the Most High. Verse 12, that we should be to the praise, that we should be to the praise of His glory, that we should be blessed, that we should be given accolades and words of praise, that we should be the splendor and the glory and the majesty of the Most High, that we should exercise those characteristics and attributes who first trusted in Christ. 4:2-7:6, to hope before, to have hope in Christ, to have hope in that Christ reality of creation, that Christ reality that is in your hands, that Christ reality, the kingdom of God in heaven, that is in your soul, in your heart, in your consciousness, in your spirit. You see, it was given, they say, to the Jews first, meaning to the Africans first, because this is a work. Now watch this now. You see, the original Hebrews were African people, and the original Hebrews as African people had access to all this knowledge and wisdom of creation and set up the first societies. The Africans did. The first societies that were based on truth, justice, and righteousness, the best of societies. No killing, no raping, no destruction, no jails, no prisons. True democracy, true republic, meaning no individual could destroy the rights of another individual. Every individual was sovereign and respected, but as a collective, we were a democracy. Rule of the people, and communalism or communism, meaning the wealth and resources, spiritual, mental, moral, and physical, land, wealth, education, medicine, all shared equally, communally, by the power of the Most High and by the power of Christ in creation. And that word care, the root of Christ, is feminine, equal to mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness. This was given to the African first. Imhotep, from Kemet, you know Kemet as Egypt, but Imhotep is the father of medicine, not Hippocrates. But watch this now, it was given to us as Africans, as black people first, but watch this now, in whom ye also trusted. So the Africans first, but the Africans taught this knowledge to the European sisters and brothers. You see, when you research that Hebrew scripture, the book of Hebrews, it is not just speaking of rest to the African Hebrew Israelite nation. This is an international work. And the Hebrew writer, or the writer of Hebrews, makes it clear. He makes it clear that we, so clear that we see that the scholars today have no idea what the work of Christ is all about. That writer of Hebrew makes it clear that this work is an international work and was not to be relegated to that little strip of land called Israel-Palestine. But this work of Sabbath, of relieving the oppressed from the grip of colonialism, slavery, and exploitation, this work is an international work. And it never was to be just among the little Hebrew Israelite nation. But this was an international work that was to go and spread to our Gentile sisters and brothers in Europe. So we say the same today. This is an international work. Black man and woman, yeah, you love black. I love black. You love Africa. I love Africa. But is your love deep enough that we may see and have love for the whole of the human family, brown, red, yellow, and white as well? Do we have our love deep enough so that we can reach the poor and working class Caucasian sister and brother? Black is the reality of life. Out of the black is the key carbon for life. Black is the key atom for life. Out of blackness comes life. So we as black people, we have life for the human family. Our ancestors taught the Greeks and taught the Romans, and Paul taught the Romans and taught the Greeks, and the African Hebrew scholars taught the Europeans. It is the same today. So, in whom ye Gentiles have also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth. You see, the Gentiles in Rome needed to hear the truth. That which is true, that which is objective, that which pertains to God and the duties of man, of religion and execution of God's purposes through Christ. So all the candor of mind, which is free from affection, pretense, simulation, falsehood, and deceit. So this truth was given to the Gentiles, and we must make sure this truth goes international. The gospel, 2098, euangelion, Greek side, reward of good tidings. You see, the masses of the people have been locked out of the rewards of this creation. But the Most High is now preaching through Christ the gospel. And the gospel is good news to the oppressed. The gospel of the kingdom of God in heaven, here and now on this earth. The oppressed always are anxious to hear the gospel because it is salvation. 4991, soteria, deliverance, preservation, safety, salvation, deliverance from the molestation of enemies. Caesar is a molester. Caesar and his system has molested the masses of the people. That system of slavery, colonialism, and exploitation has molested the masses of the oppressed, the poor, and the afflicted. This system today, in which they implement austerity measures and suck the wealth from the people, suck the resources from the people, over 10 million dead in the Congo, sucking the wealth from the people, the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers and the diamond industry and the coltan and the weapons of warfare, all of these industries sucking the resources. We need to be delivered from that. And as we come together as one in Yahshua, we will be delivered from that. We need salvation, in whom also after that ye believed. So now we must believe. The Gentiles must believe. Black man, brown man, red man, yellow man must believe. The African Hebrew taught it to the Gentiles in that day. So we as African Hebrew Israelites must take that teaching and teach it to the whole of the human family, that we may all be able to come out from under this wicked system. So that we may believe, and our works will meet that belief. We're sealed. 4972, stragizo, to set a seal upon, mark with a seal, for security from Satan. Many are afraid of the advent of the Antichrist. But if we are sealed, we are sealed from the wickedness of the enemy. We are sealed from the wickedness of Satan and the wickedness of his demonic angels. We are sealed from that madness if we come into one in Christ. Come into one with this knowledge and this wisdom and this overstanding. Sealed that with that Holy Spirit of promise. Holy Spirit is our mother. The mother has promised us this. And the promise is Epangelia 1860. Announcement, promise, promise of good, a promised good or blessing, a promise given or to be given. So we have been given a promise, sisters and brothers, that we will be sealed and protected from the wickedness of this wicked system, and we must move on and fight on. Verse 14, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. That is translated as the Spirit is God's guarantee that he will give us the inheritance he promised, and that he has purchased us to be his own people. He did this so we would praise and glorify him. Let me see this word redemption right quick again. 629. To release from ransom, to deliver, to liberate those who are imprisoned, to bring liberation to those who need ransom. We have been held captive by the Caesars. And so the Most High is here through Christ, through this creation, through the power of knowledge and wisdom and science and learning to deliver us from the modern day Caesars. Now with this as a backdrop, let's hit some of the current affairs and events. We saw this past week of December the 3rd, the conference on ecology. What do they call this? They call this the, what do they call this, sisters and brothers? Climate Change Summit. The Climate Change Summit was held in, in Doha, Qatar. And so what we see, sisters and brothers, is that the weather is so strange now, because it looks like because of pollution of mankind in the atmosphere, the usage of gas and whatnot, cutting down of rainforests, causing the weather to be warmer than normal, that is fueling the storms, making them super storms. And this rest that we talk about is rest from a wicked ecological disaster that has come about because of this wicked, no good, rotten system. Not only rest from the people, or the people having rest from this oppressive system, but the creation being rested from this rotten system that is causing Mother Nature to rebel against us, because we are in rebellion against the Most High and against the well-being of the people. In Japan, a 7.3 earthquake. In the Philippines, I forget what they call it. They might not have called it a hurricane. They might not have called it a typhoon. But ecological, oceanic disturbance in the Philippines killed, I believe, 500 people. The weather, a Hurricane Sandy. The weather is gone wild. And so climate change. The grassroots, sisters and brothers, met in Doha, Qatar to influence the rich nations to change their ways. But America, under the presidency of Obama, arrogant, resistant, intransigent, not wanting to change. Other nations in Europe don't want to change, and little burgeoning nations like China, although it's not a little nation, but new to this capitalistic phase, they don't want to change. India probably doesn't want to change. Many of your nations coming up in the capitalist framework don't want to change. But grassroots sisters and brothers gathering together with the mind of Christ, making a demand that the nations change, because we are going to have to make a change and clean up the ecology so that we may live the best type of life. Moving on. Morsi offers dialogue but vows to hold referendum. All right. Morsi, Mohamed Morsi in Egypt. You see, we are talking about a divine family. We are talking about being the redeemed purchase of the Most High, who has redeemed us from the clutches of the enemy, creating a divine family that will benefit from creation. Mohamed Morsi, when he took power in Egypt, I listened to him very carefully, and he said in his inauguration address that he will uphold and fulfill all of the obligations to the International Monetary Fund. And I have heard recently on the program StopImperialismNow.org concerning how a deal was struck with Egypt and Mohamed Morsi, that subsidies will be squeezed and retracted and contracted and cut down on. And various industries and whatnot, deficit, budget in Egypt will come under the control of the International Monetary Fund. You see, Muhammad Morsi, study the scriptures. We are to create a divine family, and we are to be purchased and redeemed out of the clutches of the International Monetary Fund. When I heard him say that he would fulfill all obligations to the International Monetary Fund, I said, well, it looks like to me this man has sold out to the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers. Next issue. Report. U.S. claims Syria preparing sarin gas. Well, sisters and brothers, you see, the seven-nation five-year plan. America overthrow seven nations in 5 years. Venezuela was on the list. Sudan was on the list. I believe Lebanon was on the list. Afghanistan was on the list. Maybe Pakistan. I'm getting above seven. But Libya was on the list. You see what happened there? Syria and Iran. Remember the Bush administration and the lies that they told about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Lies. Fictitious narrative. The Obama administration, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, it's the same scenario. The same scenario to justify going into Syria to overthrow Assad. Now, I'm not saying Assad is totally righteous. He has his problems. But there was a peaceful movement afoot in Syria. But they were pushed aside so that the Al-Qaeda, who worked for the CIA, could come in and be weaponized and financed by the CIA, Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, to overthrow the Assad government and destroy and kill enough civilians in the process. And so Defense Secretary Leon Panetta talking about, we don't want Syria to use these weapons because as the rebel forces come closer and closer, there's a potential that these chemical weapons could be used. Who are these rebel forces, Panetta? It's Al-Qaeda. It's CIA. It's other Al-Qaeda CIA affiliates. Moving on. Clinton meets with the Russian foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, and with the United Nations envoy, what's his name? Brahimi, I think his name is Lakhdar Brahimi, and they meet on the Syria question. Well, we know that America is using the United Nations to put weight on Russia so that when there comes the vote, excuse me, with the United Nations, remember what happened in Libya? They had a vote concerning whether or not to make a no-fly zone, ostensibly, supposedly, so that Gaddafi couldn't fly planes, but in reality, it was so that NATO forces could fly planes to kill and destroy Gaddafi and the Libyan people. So at that time, Russia was a little weak. Medvedev, I think, was their leader at that time, and he was a little weak, and he abstained. Russia abstained then, and that allowed America to do that wickedness. And so America now wants to use the United Nations to put pressure on Russia to either vote with America against Syria or to abstain. See, when we have this knowledge and wisdom, we're able to see behind. We're able to look into the occult, the hidden things, and see the plans before they jump off. It's a repeat of Libya. Wickedness. Wickedness. The headquarters of an aid group damaged in Damascus bombing. Now, we don't know whether it was Assad or whether it was Al-Qaeda. But we know that all of this has come about because America is seeking to illegally overthrow another government. Many of us were so were so vociferous when Bush was doing it. But now we're quiet when the same is done under Obama. The same seven-nation, five-year plan begun under Bush, continuing under Obama. Rothschild's plan to overthrow governments and eugenicists to destroy poor and working class people. Aid Group says that NATO and Afghan forces attacked a medical clinic in Afghanistan. This unrest going on in Afghanistan, this unrest going on because America is illegally in Afghanistan, killing and destroying illegally from the start, blaming Afghanistan for the fictitious works of Osama bin Laden, using 9-1-1 as a precursor, as already pre-made excuse to go in with pre-made plans to overthrow the government in Afghanistan to do what? Control the poppies. Control the heroin. Notice where the military goes. The heroin trade. The drug trade. All type of reasons. It's always land, wealth, and resources. Let me continue. GOP advances anti-union right-to-work bills in Michigan. We mentioned that earlier. But Republican lawmakers in Michigan are working to destroy unions by making Michigan a right-to-work state, which would make it so that those who are in unions have the option to opt out of paying union dues, which does nothing but destroy unions, which is what they want to do. And the Michigan governor, what's this man's name? The Michigan governor, I forget his name. Oh, is it Rick Snyder? Yeah, Michigan governor Rick Snyder, who when he ran for governor, he didn't say he was going to do such. But now that he is in his seat of power, he's backed by the Koch brothers, who do the bidding of the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, and their philosophy is eugenics. Research eugenics. Research Sir Francis Galton. Research Mary Sanger. Research H.G. Wells. Research Malthus. These are all eugenicists. They adhere to the philosophy of eugenics. And while we are asleep, they work night and day to destroy the poor and working class, black, brown, red, and yellow, and also destroy the poor and working class Caucasian sister and brother. Let's make a divine family. Let's join the reality of the universal Christ. Whether you be black, brown, red, yellow, or white, whether you be communist, socialist, Democrat, Republican, whether you be Christian, Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, Krishna, Baha'i, whether you be Zoroaster, whether you be whatever you call yourself, whether you be Rastafari, it matters not. All of us make that divine family, and we have access to divine pedigree and divine pedagogy. And we will see through the lies and the fictitious narrative, and we will defeat the eugenicists, those who are nothing but adhering to the philosophy of eugenics. They are they who control Republican and Democratic Party, compromising on the Republican agenda. That's eugenics. That's eugenicists. We defeat that through the divine family. Jah love and Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.